From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Senators have reached a deal to cast their final vote on the historic health overhaul bill at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. NPR's Julie Rofner has more.
The Senate has been in session almost continuously this month. Republicans who opposed the health bill had threatened to run out the clock on the debate. That would have put the final vote well into the evening of Christmas Eve. But Democrats have now twice proved they have the votes they need to pass the bill over the unanimous disapproval of the Republicans. And now leaders from both parties have reached a compromise. The final health care vote will come Christmas Eve morning, followed by a vote to extend the government's borrowing authority for 2 months. After that, senators will be free to leave for the holidays. Julie Rofner, NPR News, Washington.
The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team of investigators to Jamaica to help discover why an American Airlines flight skidded off a runway. All 154 people on board survived the incident, but more than 40 people were injured. Natalie Morales Hendricks was a passenger on the plane. She told the NBC Today show there was chaos at the scene.
People were injured. You know, there was blood. You know, and it wasn't apparent to me if everyone was out, but it looked like everyone got out, but it was a mess.
The flight originated at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. It had a stopover in Miami before arriving in Kingston last night. A winter storm is expected to hold up holiday travelers in parts of the West and Midwest. Maria Carter reports from member station KCUR in Kansas City.
The storm is expected to dump as much as a foot of snow on parts of Colorado and southern Utah before moving into the Midwest and doing much of the same. States throughout the region are bracing for hazardous driving conditions that could last until after Christmas Day. Much of Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas are under winter storm warnings. Brad Mickelson is a forecaster for the National Weather Service. He says the storm comes at an inconvenient time.
Mother Nature doesn't really wait for a whole lot of people to get on the road.
The National Weather Service is urging people to stay put if there's already snow on the ground and move travel earlier if snow's expected. Wrecks have been reported in Nevada as snow fell in the Reno area. So far, no significant airport delays have been reported. For NPR News, I'm Maria Carter in Kansas City.
The Commerce Department reported today that consumer spending rose for a second straight month in November, while incomes recorded their biggest gain in 6 months. Today's report said that spending increased by 0.5%. The Commerce Department also reported that personal incomes were up by 0.4% in November, and that was the largest increase since May after rising 0.3% in October. Prices are mixed on Wall Street today. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points to 10,450. The Nasdaq is up 7 points to 2260. This is NPR News. A Canadian study finds that long-term exposure to air pollution increases an older person's risk of severe pneumonia. The research appears in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. NPR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
The study looked at older adults in Hamilton, Ontario. Researchers compared about 350 who were hospitalized for pneumonia with similar healthy people. They found the pneumonia patients had been exposed to higher levels of nitrogen dioxide and small particles in the air during the previous year. Exposure to high levels of these pollutants was linked with double the risk of severe pneumonia. Researchers used daily measurements of air quality from sites across town to determine a person's exposure. Previous studies have linked brief spikes in air pollution to respiratory problems, but few have looked at pollution's long-term effects on pneumonia. Researchers suspect air pollution makes the lungs more susceptible to infection. Kathleen Masterson, NPR News.
The United States says it will not be able to complete a deal this year with Russia, a successor to their expired nuclear arms control treaty. The U.S. mission in Geneva has released a statement saying that its delegation has left for home and will return to Geneva for more negotiations next month. That statement says the two sides hope to finalize the new treaty at that time. President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, had been hoping to sign a new deal before the end of the year. The 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty expired December 5th. However, both countries have agreed to continue to honor its main provisions until a successor treaty is in place. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.